Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I don't know that it was the best NFL weekend. We'll talk about football. It was a pretty good game from Mizzou, though, the other night against Mississippi State. Frank Cusumano is going to join us with some insights here in about 15 minutes. In the next hour, we're going to talk here a little bit about money in St. Louis County, but let's talk about maybe money in Wall Street right now. And there was a piece that I found in the Wall Street Journal that said why we could use a long bear market. I don't think I agree with that, but there is a little bit of reasoning there. And Dave Simons, who always weighs in on these financial issues, will be with us after the top of the hour. Scott Jennings' new book is out tomorrow, and it's very exciting because he's a good friend and he has risen to the top of the media world. The book is called Shutdown. No, it's not. It's called A Revolution of Common Sense. Shutdown was Peter Zane. A Revolution of Common Sense, How Donald Trump Stormed Washington and Fought for Western Civilization. Now, his radio show today was actually pre-recorded on the Salem Radio Network. We air that show at 8 p.m. on weeknights, and tonight he'll actually be, Scott will be interviewed by our mutual friend Joe Arnold. Joe's one of Scott's closest friends. I've known Joe for 30-plus years, and Joe's going to join us at the bottom of the hour with some insight on the book that he helped kind of put together a little bit and his interview with Mr. Jennings. So I mentioned last week I sat down with Brian Williams, who is a state senator, very impressive. I didn't know him. I'd only met him one time before in the Capitol briefly, but Jane and Ed Rohde, who's another political type guy, and I sat down with Senator Williams. I just kind of, it was a get to know you session, and you know, we talked a little bit about what he might be facing if he is county executive. That race doesn't take place until next year, but we've seen this coming. We know that there's a big hole in the budget. There was another piece in our local paper about this today, and we're joined right now by Mike Archer, who's a St. Louis County Councilman, one of the newer members of the council. Hello, Mike. How are you this afternoon?
Doing real well, Mark, and thank you for having me on.
So what are, well, before we get to some of the answers here, let's talk about what the issues are and how, you know, the county is dealing with the budget shortfall right now, and then we can get to some of the answers. But we're looking at the number is like $82 million. So how do we come up with that?
Well, how we come up with that figure is how much is budgeted for all the departments of St. Louis County and how much that we have to spend. And that is where we come up with the shortfall, because the proposed budget that Sam Page sent down and the amount of money we have for that budget is short by about $82 million.
Right.
And please keep in mind that the St. Louis County Council determines the budget and all the appropriations. This is the only bill that Sam Page cannot veto. So whatever appropriations,
yeah,
whatever appropriations that we give, they have to live with it. And each count, and just to give you a little procedure here, we're doing Chairwoman Retta Days is doing it a little bit differently this year. I just met with the prosecuting attorney's office, and I am the liaison for the prosecuting attorney's office. So each one of us have different departments in which we're the liaison and we become the subject matter experts. I spent 18 years in the prosecuting attorney's office under Westfall and McCullough, so it was natural that I got that
office.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So it's one of those situations of where that we have gotten familiarity. Councilman Mark Harder has the police department. And then Councilwoman Shalonda Webb has the health department. Those are the two major ones that we're looking at. And I had a conversation with the chief of staff and Melissa Price Smith this afternoon about how much that we need to cut out of their budgets. It's not what do you want and what can we give you. It's we need to cut some.
So the number, let me go over the numbers just a little bit and you tell me if these are accurate. So the way that this was described in the local paper, the general fund budget, $466 million, that covers police, jail, and other functions. And that is projected at this point to be $61 million in the red. So, you know, spending more than it collects next year. And then the $91 million health fund covers the medical clinics. That faces a $20 million deficit. That's roughly the numbers that we're looking at right now in those departments, right?
That's correct.
So why not? Because I know that Sam Page has pitched this before, but there's a bunch of money sitting out there from the Rams settlement. That seems to be off the table. Why?
It is off the table because that's a one-shot fix. What are we going to do next year? And we need to use that. And Councilwoman Gretchen Bangert said that we need to use that for legacy projects. And you know, things that give us a return on our investment. Paying the bills right now does not give us a return on our investment on that Rams money. That's like getting another credit card to get deeper into debt,
right?
As far as I'm concerned.
No, I think you're right about that. Yeah.
So that, you know, that's the sort of logic that would perpetually keep us in debt and make us go bankrupt in a couple of years. And we need to tighten the belt now. And we're talking about some serious, serious spending cuts. And we have to do that without the degradation of services to the St. Louis County residents.
So,
go ahead.
Well, what I would say, Councilman, is that, and yeah, we do. But the other way to do this, as you know, is to raise taxes, which we don't really want. But you mentioned Councilwoman Banger, and she said something about perhaps a sales tax on internet purchases. So is a tax increase or getting creative somehow with increasing taxes, is that off the table in your mind?
Okay, Mark, as you well know, I can't speak for the council. I can give you my personal opinion. I think that use tax that Councilwoman Banger talked about is very much on the table, okay, as far as I'm concerned. And it's on the table for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's a fairness issue. The brick and mortar stores have to pay taxes. Internets do not. So it's a fairness issue that it puts them on an even playing field. And I know that Chesterfield passed, the city of Ladue did not pass in terms of municipalities. Now, this would only be an unincorporated St. Louis County. But, you know, the projections that we've seen from the Municipal League is that in a couple of years that a use tax may net us $45 to $50 million. So I mean, it's definitely on the table, Mark.
So what did you wait? You said something that confused me. You said it's only for unincorporated St. Louis County or incorporated? That you lost me there.
Okay, it is for unincorporated St. Louis County.
Why is that?
Just because the way that our governmental structure is set up, we can't impose. Well, we can't impose that in like in Chesterfield.
Okay, I got you. Because then you'd be doubling up.
Right.
Right. Okay. But you're saying that the potential revenue from that could be in the neighborhood of $50 million a year.
That is what we're getting from the Municipal League. I want to see some other studies. But, you know, any amount of tax that we bring in to offset some of these cuts that we may have to, that we are going to make, I think is going to have to help. It would help us. It would help us. And this is Mike speaking, not the council.
I get it. But you guys, obviously, you mentioned Councilman Harder. There's a lot of people that are working on this right now to come up with some answers. And, you know, it is an interesting dynamic now, Mike, as you're a new member, although the person you replaced, I'm not so sure he was a Republican. But look, you have Democrats on this council that you and Mark Harder are able to work with on a regular basis, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's a coalition of six here, and it's three Democrats and three Republicans. And you know, Mark, you'll see a lot of those votes go 6-1. And it's a situation of where, all of our issues are basically nonpartisan, Mark. One of my Republican colleagues was saying, how can you work with the Democrats? And I said, well, number one, we have to, but how did you get here today? And they said, well, we came 141. And they said, did you hit a pothole? And they said, yeah. And I said, was that a Democrat pothole or was that a Republican pothole?
And to your point, and this is, you know,
kind of looked at me.
Yeah, that's a great analogy. And look, this is one of the things that we talked about when I don't know if you know Senator Williams, but this probably in theory should even be a nonpartisan type of election, because this is about services. This isn't about hanging flags to protest Israel and all this other nonsense that sometimes gets at the, center of politics. Certainly it happens far too much in the city. But you're talking about how those of us in St. Louis County, I'm one of those people in unincorporated St. Louis County, gets their services and how much they have to pay for services.
Right. Right. And you don't care if a Republican or a Democrat solves your problem or fixes your streets. Yeah. I mean, that's what we're here for.
Absolutely.
And like you said, these are nonpartisan issues.
Well, keep us posted on this. Obviously, this is going to be one of the big issues moving forward, and I'd like to know where you guys settle. But more discussions, and then what's a deadline here for making decisions on these budget issues?
December 31st.
Okay, so it's coming quick.
And it's coming quick. And the other thing is that we've already passed some of the budget bills, which were small and not a problem, and now we've got basically our problem. Our problems left, like with the health department, not necessarily problems, but the ones that require more work.
Yeah, tougher
like
issues.
The health department and the police.
Absolutely. So, yeah. Councilman Mike Archer, thank you so much. Keep us posted.
I sure will, Mark. Yep. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.